Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't have to tell you just how cold it is around here and how we've gotten to this point. So what do you say we go over to PennDOT, check in with Brad Rudolph. He's the deputy for communications for PennDOT. He's joining us live on the news line here. Brad, first, thanks so much for your time. I just want to know here, people are probably going, okay, what are we going to do for tomorrow morning's commute? What advice do you have for them?
Well, you know, fortunately for this storm, it looks like we are going to warm up late tonight into the overnight hours, which is really beneficial for our region. So some of that early snowfall this afternoon should melt. But, you know, the roads will still be wet, elevated surfaces, bridges, ramps, those things might still be, might still have some black ice. But hopefully it warms up enough where you won't even see the snow in the morning. And hopefully we can dry out because I know temperatures are going to dip down Monday night. So Tuesday morning is also a concern.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to exercise a little bit of common sense. We did have a little bit of a prep time to get ready for this with that first storm that came through, so we won't have that problem. How about if people are trying to get ready ahead of time, anything they can do to make things easier on themselves?
Yeah, I mean, knowing the conditions before you have to go anywhere. I mean, obviously sit it out if you can. But, you know, if you do have to travel during a storm, you know, make sure you're prepared. Take a look at 511 PA. You could use the app or the website. Great resources. Find out where our trucks are. Take a look at the traffic cameras. Look at some video. Take a look at, travel times. See if there's any congestion. You know, just kind of know what's going on before you have to hit the road. And then obviously, you know, make sure your vehicle is clear of any kind of snow or ice. We're busy trying to clear the roadways of that, and we don't need it back on the roadway. And it's also, a hazard for those around you. You know, we've seen that situation on 95 down in Virginia. You know, it's important to have an emergency kit. You really don't know how long you might be stranded if you're in, a situation. There's a crash ahead or disabled vehicles or some kind of situation with the weather. If it intensifies, always good to have some items in your vehicle that you might need if you are stuck for a long period of time. So just being ready for anything, because we know in this region the weather changes on a dime. You could have a really challenging situation ahead of you. I know winds are going to be really strong today and tonight, and we will be getting some snow, in a couple hours. So, conditions warrant you being careful and being safe, and obviously watching your speeds and giving everyone plenty of distance around you.
And finally, let's let everybody know what you guys over at PennDOT, and obviously New Jersey and Delaware has been doing the same thing. Your preparations in getting ready for this, you guys have been working on this for, at least a day or so before now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been eyeing this storm for several days. It seems to have lightened up a little bit, at least for Southeast Pennsylvania, but we're still well prepared. We're able to get a jump start with some pre-treating and some anti-icing on Friday. I know we did some today, early this morning in Philadelphia on the majors. Interstates, major expressways, get some brine down for some of the early snowfall. And then, our trucks are just at the ready, depending on, what county they are in. Looks like this is coming in from the south. So perhaps Chester County and Delaware County, the southern ends hit it first. We have crews, standing by at the stockpiles and other locations ready to run their routes and start spreading some salt. The ability to call in some contractor trucks. We're looking at about 440 trucks available for the region. Hopefully the storm's not as intense, and we don't have to call in all contractor trucks, but we'll certainly be using a full complement of our state vehicles, which is about 170 plus.
Brad Rudolph from PennDOT, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the news line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.